Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Welcome back to our radio program. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We've got a great friend of the Chamber of Commerce, not so new to Houston anymore. You've probably seen him all around town, out there with the community, encouraging people to join and attend the University of Houston downtown, none other than President Dr. Juan Munoz. Thank you so much for being here with
us. Thank you for having me, Dr. Murillo.
Well, it's been a delight getting to know you over the past now, what, is it almost 2 years?
Just over 2 years.
Wow, incredible. And University of Houston downtown is certainly flourishing. So many new and exciting things, so many students. We see you all much more active, much more on the scene. People are proud to be University of Houston downtown alums. And I think a lot of it has to do with their interaction with you, walking those halls, accessibility as a Latino heading up that institution. As everyone knows, it's the or amongst the most diverse colleges in the country. And we applaud you, your team's efforts, and we know there's a lot going on at UH downtown, but what do you want to talk about today?
Well, we're excited about the things that are happening, and thank you very much for those kind words. And It's a wonderful campus with magnificent professionals, all committed to student success, and in particular, maintaining a campus that's really, we talk about being accessible, affordable, yes, and achievable. And so we're very much committed to helping develop not just the current, but the next generation of Houstonian leadership.
And you are. And what's fascinating to me is the development of these programs that are new, the leadership programs, the MBA program, which has just flourished so well, and your facilities. You've got all of these new buildings and plans. Something about a wellness building. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Well, I mean, we're very excited about the expanding footprint of the university. So first of all, this fall we will have a soft move into a brand new state-of-the-art science and technology building. It is approximately a $70 million building,
yes,
on the north side of our campus.
Incredible.
In the spring, we will begin to offer a complete menu of programs in that building. That's 117,000 foot building. It's very exciting, state-of-the-art laboratories. But we've also designed it to have some community space that's multi-purpose and flexible.
For the chamber to go out and hold events.
For the chamber to go out and others who want to avail themselves of this magnificent venue. And adjacent to it, we are beginning the process of planning, and then we hope to break ground as early as next summer for a brand new state-of-the-art wellness and success center. So this will have very common amenities for universities having to do with physical fitness and what have you. But it will also have an extension for our food pantry program, which was recently,
yes,
highlighted in an article through the Houston Chronicle earlier this week. We'll have some counseling services there. We'll have a lot of flex space for learning, for students to relax and to interact and really create that kind of traditional environment that we know students require to thrive in.
Well, again, kudos to you and your team. We see a lot of initiatives, a lot of engagement out at the University of Houston downtown. We understand that it is vitally important to be affordable. You've talked about that. And not only that, but the connection that you all have with corporate America, business, and educating and making sure you have a curriculum that fits the needs of the Houston area. Tell us a little bit about your faculty and how you've connected those dots.
Right. Well, we, of course, you have to create programs that are relevant, germane, not just to the community, but the industries of the region. And so we're developing programs through our MBA, for example, which is the largest MBA in the city of Houston, remaining affordable for our population of students. We're primarily an undergraduate serving institution. We've brought online, for example, programs in data science. We, of course, have very thriving programs in chemistry, geosciences, where, as you often hear, that Houston is an oily town, oil and gas are very important. We've partnered with our great partner, HCC, to develop a wonderful 2+2 nursing program to mm-hmm. respond to the need for nurses in our region and state. And so trying to create programs that are relevant, not just for today's industries, but for tomorrow's careers, and making it affordable and achievable. And so earlier you had a guest that talked a little bit about AI. We hope to introduce a new master's program in artificial intelligence. And again, being sensitive to the industries of our city, of our region, and preparing students not just for successful careers today, but for distinguished professions tomorrow.
And that is the differentiators, that you really are in touch with those needs of the students. And again, as mentioned, making sure they're prepared. I really admire and appreciate the collaboration that I have personally seen, not only with Houston Community College, with Lone Star, that at the end of the day, you all are not operating in silos, but it's in the best interest of the student. And I think a lot of families and parents need to understand that a degree, one of the billboards that I saw, it's like finish strong, right?
That's right.
And we want people here in the city to understand that it's getting more and more difficult. And without a college degree, your chances of success and being able to have options and choices are limited. You've got a wonderful array of individuals who are out there who are bilingual, who will meet with parents, will meet with the students, and an understanding that it's not an intimidating environment.
That's
that
right.
It's one that's a comfortable environment. The classes are smaller, but at the same time, you've got a great reach. You've got a lot of online opportunities, etc. So help families who may be thinking, well, I think I want to send my child out of state.
Right.
But maybe they're not ready to do that. And maybe, in fact, they need this more nurturing environment. Mm-hmm. But they're not giving up anything at the same time. And affordability, we can't forget right. about that.
So first of all, I think you're absolutely correct. The intellectual industries of the future will require post-secondary preparation. It's imperative that families, and any family, can mm-hmm. afford post-secondary education in Houston and the state of Texas. That's one thing that Texas does extraordinarily well. We provide a menu of different affordable higher education options. Now, the University of Houston happens to be the most affordable four-year public university in the city. But there are other affordable options, working with, as you said, Lone Star, HCC, San Jacinto, the Gulf Colleges, etc. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful program in the region right now called Houston GPS, Guided Pathways for Success, that Downtown, HCC, Lone Star, we are all part of it to enhance the efficiency of transfer students through four-year institutions, through graduation. So remaining affordable and accessible and relevant in the preparation of students today for careers of tomorrow is something that we're all focused in. And you're absolutely right. We have to work with our partners, working with the chamber that you lead, of course, but also other industries, so that we're creating programs, certificates, badges, credentials, etc., that really position people for a lifetime of professional career and success. And programs like the Gator, our scholarship program at the University of Houston Downtown, if your family makes under $50,000, okay, we will package a loan for you using Pell Grant, Texas Grant, institutional grants to pay all of your fees and tuition for 4 years. That is virtually a full ride for working class families. So there should be no reason that families do not decide to stay locally, to complete an education locally, and ideally create their businesses and raise their families here in Houston.
Exactly. I think there are so many options in terms of the career paths that you can have. And I know most recently, University of Houston Downtown was one of our underwriters for our annual luncheon,
That's
which
right.
is the largest luncheon in the city. And connecting the dots with that business community, I know most recently also you joined us at a CEO roundtable that we had, where we had approximately 30 CEOs along with a judge, Lina Hidalgo. And the engagement of U of H Downtown is one that is most certainly understanding that you have to get out of those walls as president of U of H Downtown, and that you are out there connecting with people, hearing what's important, and then going back and making sure that your professors and others are connecting the dots with that concept. And then very impressive also is that, as it relates to business, that you all are reaching out to persons to come in and also serve as adjunct professors or work with you on curriculum. So you really are engaged with that business community. And Houston is the epicenter of entrepreneurship. The connection with the Chamber of Commerce and UH Downtown is an important one. We appreciate your ongoing investment with the Chamber, but certainly I think a lot more people are much more aware of the University of Houston downtown and see that as an option for themselves. I know you've got a lot of people who are going mm-hmm. back for certifications. Right. They've already graduated. They've gone to other schools, but every day there's something new to learn. Let's talk a little bit about that. People returning and, and taking advantage of UH downtown.
That's right. No, it's really something. I everywhere I drive across the city, I'll see a sticker or a license plate frame of University of Houston downtown. I saw Constable Rosen the other day at my restaurant, a Vietnamese restaurant, mm-hmm. UHD alumni. It's really remarkable. We have people positioned in very yes. significant areas of influence across the city and region, and they're coming back to the campus. Our alumni program is growing. Our alumni outreach is expanding. We're offering new programs, new certificates, badges for people to return. But that phenomena of returning for adults to continue to retool or enhance their baccalaureate or master's degree is occurring across higher education. And it's something because it reflects an awareness that future industries are changing, they're adapting, they're modifying, and one has to maintain a sort of sharpness of their skills, their insight, their understanding yes. of important topics, predictive analytics and artificial intelligence and what have you. So these things are changing and social media and what have you. And so people are realizing that the value of coming back and sort of relearning some things and learning some things that are now really on the cusp of becoming very, very important phenomena in our culture.
Well, and University of Houston downtown has it all. Visit their website for more information. We want to thank them again for being one of our corporate partners and for the time that you've engaged with the Chamber of Commerce, your team. It's been a great opportunity for us to learn more about UH downtown and, again, open the doors and a pathway to education. If you're listening out there, parents or students, there's no reason for you not to go back to school. And if you're saying, well, I don't have the money, then you especially have that opportunity. There's funds out there. There are people who can help. Reach out to the University of Houston downtown. Dr. Juan Munoz, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. Appreciate you and all the things that you do and this opportunity to talk about our campus and yes. Go Gators.
Go Gators. We'll be right back.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.